pump. That sound only means one thing, Lisa.
It's
time to act smart.
Yes, indeed. Tech Talk Tuesday with David Snell from Act Smart IT in Pembroke. Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
All right, David, we're going to talk about one of the giants, one of the behemoths, Amazon.
Yeah, they've been in the news lately, and not for good things. So the Amazon itself has lost an attempt to delay a union vote at an Alabama warehouse. Now, it's all about getting equitable pay and all the benefits you get when you're under a union, but Amazon tried to pull a quick one. When they tried to unionize, they wanted to use mail-in ballots, and the National Labor Relations Board said, that's great. Amazon's latest attempt was to stall that vote by pushing it to be held in person, despite the pandemic we're in right now.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that was their way to slow things down, I guess. But anyway, the ballots were mailed out yesterday, so the eligible voters and workers will have 2 months to cast their ballots. So it didn't work well for Amazon on that front.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this could be historic.
Really could. There are some unionized shops or Amazon shops in Europe, but there's nothing in this country right now. So when they tried to do it back in 2014 in Delaware, and it resulted in the workers just rejecting the entire effort. But things have changed. Our lifestyles have changed. In many cases, our compensation has changed, depending on how things go. So this may just be a good thing for them.
Okay. And they really want to unionize to, I mean, because I think one of the things we think about or we've heard about lately is just even their safety, you know, safety in the workplace, obviously benefits and pay as well.
Yeah, including the safety standards, the training, the breaks, the pay, all the benefits, and everything that makes the workplace better.
Yeah.
So let's see how that goes, see if they actually get unionized in Alabama over the next few months. The second story, when we talk about how Amazon takes care of their employees, they've been just charged to repay $61.7 million they took, the FTC said they stole nearly one-third of the driver's tips to pad its own bottom line.
Whoa. Okay, $61.7
million? $1 million. And that's just repaying the tips that they've stolen. The FTC is not a governing body that can charge punitive damages. So this is just the money they took.
I mean, what do they say to this? What is Amazon's reaction to this? This is, wow.
They're a bad bookkeeper.
Yeah, really is, wow.
Bad bookkeeping. That's, bad bookkeeping, that's all. We were using pens instead of pencils.
Exactly. And they couldn't erase the mistake. So the mistakes have gotten caught. They were recruiting people with promises of high base wages and the potential of significant tips. But what they were doing is they were offsetting some of the base pay wages with the tips that they were taking from the drivers.
Come on.
Got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, did they, huh?
They did. And, it all falls back. This is the FTC became aware of this and started investigating in May of 2019. And in 2019, Amazon posted $11.6 billion in profits. So why do they take $61 million? I don't understand.
Right.
Now, is this why Jeff, it's Bezos, is that how you say his name?
Bezos.
He's resigned?
Well, not quite.
Not going to be getting a paycheck anymore, is he?
Perhaps it's a good thing that Jeff is stepping down this summer. And I'm not sure that...
Taking the summer off,
is
he?
About. Yeah, exactly. So he'll still be on the board, but he'll no longer be running the day-to-day operation.
Will he be claiming unemployment at all? No? Oh, okay. Not at all. No.
So what did you think when you heard the news about him stepping down, David?
I think it's time for him to step down.
Yeah.
Especially
Dave,
when all of these things come to light. So
maybe a job opening for you.
The head of the business. Yeah, right. It always goes back to the boss when these things happen. Okay.
So, oh, boy.
I'm sure this has colored his decision about stepping down. Yeah. But he'll still be on the board, so he'll still have some type of input as to what they do.
Okay. All right. So stories, the Amazon tales continue, and we'll certainly be curious to keep an eye on the union vote that will happen in Alabama. And David, are you blogging about these stories on your website?
Yes, we certainly are. And that union vote is going to be very important in this country, because if it gets passed in Alabama, you can be sure that other states are going to be going for the same thing, other warehouses in the states.
Sure.
So, yeah, so I have all of this on my blog, but axsmartit.com. Click on my blog link, and you can find out all the dirt on Amazon today.
Excellent. Well, we always appreciate you keeping us not only safe online, but in the know when it comes to tech news. It's David Snell, who's with us Tuesdays at 8:10 from Act Smart IT in Pembroke. David, thank you, as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.